A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Zayin. Baba Metzia 37a. Pagination is 73. Starting at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top. Omer l'shnayim, if a person tells two people, Gozalti le'echad mikem, I stole from one of you, money, a certain amount of money, ve'eni yodea eza mikem, and I don't know who I stole it from. Next line, Nosin lozemone velozemone, he gives each of them this amount of money in order to be sure that he's fulfilled his obligations. Shehoda mipi atzmo, because he admitted on his own. Let's drop down to the end of the page, counting up from the bottom about 9 lines. In the middle of a line, viraminhi, and I will ask you a question comparing two statements. On the one hand, gozel echad mechamisha, if a person stole from one of 5 people, ve'eni yodea eze mehem gozel, and he doesn't know from whom he stole, ze'omer osi gozal, ze'omer osi gozal. This one says you stole from me, and this one says you stole from me. Meniach gezela beneyem, he can put the amount of money that was stolen between the two of them. Umistalik, and he can wash his hands of the affair. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, this is the ruling of Rabbi Tarfon, which is quite in contrast to our Mishnah, which says that if you're not sure from whom you stole, you give each of them the amount of money. Alma misfeka lomafkinen mamona. According to this ruling of Rabbi Tarfon, if in doubt, you can't extract money from the person, from the thief, and he only pays it once, and they have to work it out. And we leave the money where it is, and we only extract to do restitution on the theft, on the amount of money of the theft, and who it goes to is going to be their problem. Again, a contrast to our Mishnah that says that you pay each of them the amount of money that was stolen. How do you know that our Mishnah is Reb Tarfon? The mere fact that that statement that is more lenient, that you just leave it between the two of them, is Reb Tarfon, would indicate that maybe others argue on him, and an easy way to resolve this contradiction, this stira, is to simply say, this is Reb Tarfon, and our Mishnah is the opinion of a different Tana. And the Gemara answers, Diktani Allah Dahi, because we learnt Mode Reb Tarfon, but Reb Tarfon admits, Ba'omer l'shnayim gazati l'echad mikem mone, if a person says, I admit that I stole from one of you, ve'ini yodei eze mikem, and I don't know from whom I stole, shenosan lezemone v'lezemone, that he does give to each of them a mone. So, even independent of our Mishnah, the statement being quoted in the name of Reb Tarfon indicates that he himself does agree that if a person comes and says, I stole from one of you, that he pays them both. Clearly, whether it's because of our Mishnah or not because of our Mishnah, but Reb Tarfon holds of both of these shittas, both of these rulings, and the question is, how do you reconcile them? And the Gemara answers quite simply, Hasam dekatiboile. Over there, in that original statement of Reb Tarfon, they were claiming from him, and therefore he's allowed to stand his ground and say, you can't extract from me more than the amount of money that was taken. I put it down, and that's all you can get from me. Hacha, but in our Mishnah, and likewise, in the statement that was as an addendum to Reb Tarfon, is bevo lotzisi de shamayim. The wording is that he came to the people and said, I stole from one of you, but I'm not sure which one. He's admitting. And therefore, we establish that statement as a case of bivalotzes yidei shamayim, that he's coming to fulfill his obligation from the perspective of heaven. Ultimately, did I fulfill my obligation? And in such a case, he should pay both people. This is indeed codified in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samech Hei Se'if Beis. Amar L'Shnayim, if he tells two people, Gozalti Yasechad Mikem, I stole from one of you, Ve'eni Yodeya, but I don't know from whom. Eino Nosein Elamone, by strict halacha, he only has to give one coin, Ve'him Cholkim, and they'll divide it, they'll figure it out. However, in Bo Lotzis Yidei Shamayim, if he's coming to fulfill his obligation from heaven, what's his moral obligation? Chayiv l'shalem kol agzeila l'chol echad ve'echad, he has to pay the entire sum to each of them. Now, there is a significant item to contemplate here. We readily understand that Baal Latzes Yidei Shamayim, if he wants to fulfill his moral obligation, he has to pay them both. The thing to explore here is, that's interesting that he stole from people. They don't necessarily know, they can't know, they're both claiming, they both think. Isn't he responsible to know who he stole from? How could it be that he just puts it down and that's it? And there are two points that I think are worthy of mention over here. Number one, there could be underlying a concept of takonas hashavim, that we don't want to be too harsh on the person, because then it's difficult to do tshuva. And the second concept working at the same time is that they don't know anything. They're not able to claim from him. The words of the Mechaber is, Lo hayu yodim shenigzilu ela alpiv. They only know because of what he said. And the Shach adds, in Dalid, V'gam achshav einam yodim bevari. And even now, they don't know for sure. And therefore, the standard concept of hamotze mechavero olav haraya, whoever wants to extract from somebody else has to bring a proof, and they're not able to bring a proof, and they can't extract from him more than what he's saying. And therefore, even though certainly on a moral level he should be paying them both, but in strict halacha, what we're able to enforce, we're only able to enforce that he pays, that he gets that money out of his possession, and then it will be a suffix. Each of these two people each have an equal claim to the money, and they'll end up dividing it, perhaps not much different than the first Mishnah of our Masechta, where two people have a claim on money, on a garment, and there's no way to bring additional proof to the case, and they end up dividing it. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.